tragic, really. Obviously, I think 2 days ago when you heard that it had happened and you heard that he was in intensive care, at no stage even then did you think that he was going to lose his life. But then this morning, I think when I woke up, I saw that the worst had happened, really. And it's something you, as a player, what I've played now, I'm 35 now, so I've played for the best part of my life. I never in my life thought that that would ever happen. You understood there was a risk, a very small one, but I never thought I'd see something like that. And it does, it's something I hope I never have to see again.
And it obviously shocked everyone within the community as well. Your thoughts initially, you said you were very, very shocked and saddened. Had you played against him?
Yeah, I played against Phil Hughes a few times in county cricket. And he came over for Middlesex. I remember when he came over for Middlesex, the Middlesex players were talking as if there was this guy was the next sort of great, great player, as his record was outstanding, certainly domestically. And the one thing you do see, and when you look, when you see things like this happen, actually, you see how popular he was, really, and how much it has touched everyone, the fact that this has happened. And it is a shame, really, that someone in the prime of his life who was played a little bit of international cricket and was just finding his feet again and was looking like he was going to go on to do some really great things, as he had done in the domestic game and a little bit in international cricket, as you know, it's all come to a very abrupt end, which is just, you know, the saddest thing is the fact that it's happened playing the game he loved as well.
There are some calls for safety to be upped within cricket. The fact is, actually, it went past his helmet anyway. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think inevitably there's going to be lots of reviews and lots of looks. I'm sure helmet manufacturers will look into anything, because that's the last thing anyone wants to happen. But you know, you look and you do think that it's, you've got to think, really, it's just one of these sort of freakish accidents that's happened. I mean, the amount of cricket that's been played, the amount of balls that have been bowled. I mean, I stood at short leg for years, really, very close to the bat with people smacking the ball at you. And you never once ever felt, actually, that anything like this would happen. And it's interesting today, because you start questioning that. You start thinking, you know, how lucky have you been? And you sort of hope that it is one of those sort of freakish accidents, and that actually the game can continue to be played in the way that it has. I'm sure that Phil Hughes himself, if he had a say, wouldn't want the game to change at all, because it's a game that we all love to play. The way it's played, I think cricket generally gets things right. I think that safety equipment has got better and better over the years, and you know, it's just, unfortunately, something you hope you never would have to see.